You're awake. Oh, please, do not be afraid. You are in a safe place. You are being sheltered here, in the Lunar Temple. I'm Sister Archangel, a High Priestess. Maybe you might recognize me? Yes, that's right. I'm sorry that we have to encounter each other like this. It was necessary that you be restrained, though. We didn't know if you would be liable to harm yourself or others when you awoke in your state. That's right. I'm told that as you fought with the demon that was terrorizing the southern wards, you were one of the few that could stand up to it. Head on. Until the backup force arrived. I was among them. But to our astonishment, when we arrived, you and your allies had all but defeated it. But in its final death throes, it seems that the monster left you with a wicked parting gift. Oh, no. Shh. No, no. Don't say such things, dear. It wasn't you. You weren't at fault. It's the demon's curse. You're not to blame at all. Devilry of this type takes a powerful hold of both the mind and the body. Causes its victims to do all sorts of dreadful things they would never do otherwise. I know you weren't in control of yourself. But sadly, not even a paladin as powerful as you is completely immune to such malevolent magic. No mortal is. In fact, it's a miracle that you're able to keep it at bay this much. We managed to sedate and stabilize you after a time, and some others healed most of your wounds on the way here to the temple while you were unconscious. The problem is that the demon's corruption still dwells inside you, and if left unattended, you will succumb to its influence in time. Regrettably, no. I could only suppress the symptoms of the curse for a while using our typical rites of exorcism. The demon was much more powerful than we initially expected. Oh, but fear not, Captain. I am going to help you. I will draw the poison of that demon's corruption from you, no matter what. You have my word as a Lunar Priestess. Have faith in Yari and Yashi. The sister gods will brook no evil in their sanctum for long. And I, too, want to relieve you of your burden as soon as possible. That said, I know it's a bit uncomfortable in those enchanted restraints, but I'm afraid I can't unbind you until the ritual is complete and I'm sure that this darkness has been fully drained from you. And I am very sorry about that. But I hope that my bed is otherwise comfortable for you at least. Yes. I had you transported to my personal chambers when we determined that more radical measures would be required. And at the moment, I am the most experienced cleric of our divine art in the entire capital. The other priestesses aren't very, familiar with this level of ritual. So, I decided to see to your treatment personally. Is that all right with you, my knight? I'm glad to hear that. Well, with that taken care of, I'd like to begin right away. Don't you worry about a thing, dear. I'll take good care of you. Yes, I am disrobing. The ritual requires physical contact of a rather intimate nature. Forgive me. I suppose I should have explained first. Well, I mentioned that we need to drain the demon's magic out of you, yes? Oh, well, right now it is spread throughout your entire body, coursing through you like a venom through the veins. So the first step is to consolidate all the tainted magic flowing inside of you to one place in your body. Then I will use a spell to protect myself from the malevolent energy before drawing the demon's curse out of you and into me. After which I can safely neutralize it using my power as a divine vessel. And the most effective way to do all that... is to drain all the semen out of your hard cock and swollen balls and into my womb. You seem shocked, dear knight. I do not blame you. There are very few who know how such rituals are done. And even fewer kind, selfless soldiers that I'd be happy to do it for. In fact, I'd have given anything to have been able to do this with you under less dire circumstances. I've had the most terrible crush on you for the longest time, after all. You may say that, Captain, but you're showing me all the honesty I need right down here. Oh, come now. Do you mean to tell me that during the Holy Day parades, I've never once caught you casting your gaze toward me during the processions? Never once noticed that you only attend the Twilight Sacrament at the temple on nights when I am overseeing? A knight wouldn't lie, no? That's what I thought. Now, I've already expressed how important it is to exorcise this curse from your body. And despite my admitted ulterior motives, what I said about the ritual was not a lie. This truly is the most certain way I know of to cure you of this corruption. Fear not. Even if this weren't all in the effort to cure you, there is no sin here that you need torment your conscience over. Your order does not swear an oath of celibacy, correct? Well, neither does mine. There are no decrees forbidding lunar priestesses from taking lovers. In fact, it's encouraged. I am free to share my gifts with whom I choose. And I choose you. Because I wish to help you. So, may I continue? Wonderful. Just try your best to relax and let me see to everything. Your lance looks as strong as I imagined. I will take good care of it. That didn't take long. I like a patient who can cooperate. You're already nice and hard. So now, I'll need to form the sealing mark on you. This will cause the cursed energy to be focused here, more and more as your arousal grows. So we need to get you even harder, love. It will probably be a bit painful at first, I admit, but please bear it. As it goes on, it will feel more pleasurable. Oh, I promise I want to get you to your release as much as you do. So let's work up a big load for me to milk out of you. Yes. Yes. You're very, very hard. How do my soft, silky lips feel gliding back and forth along your cock? Does it feel good? It feels really good when my clit brushes over the tip. And your shaft is getting so hard and slick with my juices. You're like a steel rod. I can tell those balls are getting fuller and fuller. You're starting to leak already. Poor darling. Don't worry, sweetheart. You'll be inside of me soon enough. I just need the purification and containment spells to be marked on me. There. Now I'm ready. Let's put the tip inside to start and... Oh, fuck, it's hot. If I slide just the head in... And out. And in. And out. It's like my pussy is sucking on the head of your cock, isn't it? I wish I could use my mouth on it, too. My soft lips wrapped around that throbbing tip. My wet tongue sliding along the underside. Then my tight throat eagerly swallowing you down to the hilt until... God's just thinking of that has me drooling. Oh, maybe someday soon, love. But tonight, we can't afford to risk that. Your seed can only go in one place tonight. And it's ready for you now. For all of you. Once I take you deep inside my pussy, everything you let out has to go inside me, okay? I know you're restrained, and it's not like you could pull out even if you wanted to, but I just want to prepare you. The sensations will get more intense as we go, but I will need to drain you completely. Oh, good boy. So brave. Now let's begin. Oh, fuck. Oh, moons above, you feel like a hot iron inside me. So good. So hot. Oh, fuck. Is it bearable, my knight? I'm sorry if it's uncomfortable. I know you're probably aching for release. But please endure it for a little while. It's very important to make sure the first load is as big as possible. So you must take it, darling. You must... try to relax. You're doing such a good job, sweetheart. Just breathe. Let me do everything. Let your dear priestess take care of your poor throbbing cock. That's it. Deep breaths, love. Everything will be all right. No, it's okay. I just... I wasn't expecting you to get even bigger inside me. It's... You're filling me up so full, and I didn't think it would make me feel this hot. Ah. Oh, God. Look at my nipples, too. They're so hard and swollen. When you hit my womb like this, it makes me clench around your shaft even tighter. It's like my body was made to suck every drop out of you. Wasn't it? Every thrust. Every time I bounce on the sweet cock. With my breath hovering above your face. It makes you churn up more and more of that hot cum in those aching balls. Yes. I know they want to pump rope after rope of creamy cum inside of me. Don't they? I know. I know that's good. But not yet, love. Not yet. Here, open your mouth. Suck in my breasts. Focus on the sweetness of my stiff nipples. Yes. That's it. Like that, love. Easy now. I can see the demon's magic flowing down. It's all gathering at the seal. At this thick, pretty cock. That's all ready to spurt. You want to let it out? Oh, I know, baby, I know. But the curse's magic is still accumulating in the seal. I can't let you release until your body physically can't take it. I'm sorry, but... Wait, don't buck up into me so hard. You have to endure it for just a little bit more. If I end the ritual early, it won't work. If we don't make you come... Oh, gods! If we don't make you come as much as possible the first time, it's only going to make the following extractions more difficult. I swear. Oh, shh. It's okay, dear. It's okay. I'll slow down a little then, too, okay? But I'm not gonna stop. Fuck, I'm not gonna stop. Put your mouth back on my tits. There you go. You see? Slow. Steady. Build up. We're almost there. We're almost there, though. Just a bit more, and you'll be able to shoot your load deep inside my womb. You'll be able to fill my warm, tight pussy with as much of your thick, sticky cum as you want. Just bear it a little while longer. Yes. Just a few more seconds. I can feel the spell reaching its limit. Yes, baby. The seal is full. Release everything. Now let it all out. You're still coming? That's so much. The seal is keeping it inside of me. Fuck. Fuck, my womb is being flooded. Yes, but I... God, you're pumping my belly so full of cum. I can feel it. You're alright, my dear? You look like you might pass out. Oh, It's okay now. You're all right. I've got you. Oh, no, sweetheart. I can't take the restraints off yet. Yes, it did work. I can see the seal already being mostly purified. You did wonderful. For the first time. Yes, I said the first time. We aren't done, baby. The first step of purification went very well, but we have to make absolutely sure that the curse is all gone. But you liked it, didn't you? Oh? That was just round one, my dear. We have a whole night ahead of us. I didn't tell you. Rituals in the Temple of the Lunar Goddesses only take place at night. From when the moon rises to when it sets. The night is young, and we have lots of moonlight left to burn to make sure you're cured. Which means I have to drain you absolutely dry until those balls are good and empty of every... last... drop. Oh, you should see your face, love. It's adorable. Huh? Can't you tell? You're still rock hard inside my soaking wet pussy. Which means the curse isn't gone. And we aren't done. But don't worry, sweetheart. The first one is the roughest. It gets better as we go. The rest of the night will feel so good. So let's renew this spell, shall we? Get ready to give your priestess more of that magic.